Yeah, better up here. Better up here. Better down there. Better down there.
I'll see you better down there, mate.
Better down. You just pointed at me.
No, I did. I did a gun gesture.
A gunshot. Just shot me.
Just a cowboy fingers.
Cowboy fingers. Sounds like a barbecue dish.
Are you going to do an intro?
Oh. just kill it. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everyone. This is The Healthy Obsession. The Healthy Obsession.
You just stopped the intro, mid-intro.
I forgot what the intro was.
Yeah, I forgot what it was. I was supposed to do an intro.
This is a highly dedicated episode of the podcast.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
It's 10:05 on a Monday night.
I'm not happy about
Adam's
this.
Adam's off to Vegas for work tomorrow. I've been in Utah all weekend for work. This is the only time slot we had. And we could have done anything with this. Could have just gone to sleep.
I know. I'd love to be asleep right now.
I can't believe I'm here at 10:05. I've just been on the pitch for 6 hours.
How do you feel about it?
Well, we'll find out at the end of the show, won't it?
Yeah, but it's also that I admire your dedication because of the weekend that your football team that you support has just had. So we'll talk about that in a moment.
Would have been smart for me to dodge this.
Yeah, you could have quite easily dodged this. I'm out of town for 3 days and it's 10 o'clock at night. You could have quite easily well, we're going to have to miss this. We'll do it on Friday.
We're doing it for the listeners, mate.
Doing it for the listeners.
The people, I just think about our poor little listeners when they go to their little...
That feels a bit condescending.
It is.
Our little listeners, when they go to their normal little lives.
Listen to their little listening app and they see no healthy obsession.
It's not good, is it?
And I can just see the little faces.
Yeah, little sad faces.
Disappointed.
Pathetic faces.
And then they pick another podcast and all's well.
That's annoying. Someone sent me something from another podcaster. He said, don't send me this shit.
No.
Don't want it.
No. Can we block people from listening to the podcast? Is that possible?
I want to block people from listening to other podcasts. That's competitive advantage, Tom.
Is that a dictatorship?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Propaganda. So for anyone that's new that's listening, we're start getting some new listeners in because we've actually been putting shows out. Funny how that goes,
madness,
isn't it?
Madness, isn't it? Yeah.
So this is A Healthy Obsession. It's brought to you by Small Goal Soccer. I was supposed to be announcing some winners because we did a giveaway at the football boutique.
Oh yeah, the shirts.
Yeah, but I haven't.
But you forgot
them.
To prep.
Yeah, I forgot to prep.
Oh, we'll do it next week.
Yep. So will you? Actually, we just won't do it on the show, but I'll just message you individually. Well,
there's only two gift cards left because I've definitely won one of them.
You're not having anything.
I have won one of them.
Oh yeah.
I deserve to win one of them.
What would you buy from Football Boutique if you looked at the website?
I'll start my own contest and give it away somewhere else.
Give it to yourself.
Re-gift it.
Yeah, re-gift. Re-gift it through Phoenix Premier Football Club.
I'll give back to the people.
The people?
That's what I do, mate.
Are you a man of the people?
No, not really.
You're not at all.
No, I'm not a representative.
This show is not about the people, is it?
It's about us. One day this show will make us rich.
Yeah, one day this show will get picked up by some network.
A network. Can you imagine if you had a meeting with a network?
It'd be funny, wouldn't it?
That'll bring us in.
All right, lads. What do you reckon? Get Ryan Reynolds on. He's got network.
Nah.
She's
having a little cry this week because
I don't know why, but I feel like a bit of a killjoy. It's just annoying me, all the stuff about Wrexham. That's boring me.
I'm excited because I saw, obviously, Aiden, who used to...
He sent me a video of him
in the pub with the trophy.
Nice.
And I'll show you after the show. It's amazing.
Oh, that's class.
It's brilliant. It's
all
really
right,
funny.
Never mind. I'll take back what I just
said. He's having a great time.
I forgot Aiden was there.
And he's in all of... What was it? Foster's videos?
Yeah, so I forgot he's the goalkeeper coach.
He's working with Ben.
He's
mental.
He's coaching Ben Foster. Yeah. England's Ben Foster.
Brilliant.
I do like Ben Foster as well, a former Man United player.
Yeah.
He won the league at Man United.
Did he win the league?
No, he was on the bench.
Yeah.
But he was there.
Fair enough.
He dropped a couple of fucking clangers as well against Man City. You remember that? He ran out to grab the ball and he had his hand on top of it and Tevez just went, and Gareth Barry scored.
Oh, what a player.
Hate Ben Foster.
Is Gareth Barry still the most capped player ever?
No.
Has James Milner caught him yet?
What do you mean, in the Premier League?
Yeah.
Well, you're not capped, are you, in the Premier League? It's appearances.
Well,
caps for countries.
You know what I meant, didn't you?
No.
You knew exactly what I was saying.
But listeners don't. I have to fill
it's
the void.
It's too late for this nonsense, right?
All right, it's going to be a short show today. I think the only place to kick off, just because I want you to feel the burn... What the fuck is going on at Tottenham Hotspur Football Club? It's a fucking circus.
So for those of you that are new to the show, for my woes, I'm slightly more inclined to Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. And Adam is a boring Manchester United fan.
Going to another cup final, so how boring are we?
miserable. So Spurs, what's going on? I was actually not watching the game.
Can I start with something funny around the Spurs game?
It's all funny, isn't it, to you?
There's a guy that was... there's a guy that rang into TalkSport.
Did he lose the plot?
No, he said that he had, like, the game had come on, and he had sort of started running a couple of errands. He's gone in to grab a coffee and, you know, just in and out of the shops, and he's like, oh, I'll get the game turned on now. Turns the radio on. They were 5-0 down. And he said on the show, he said he thought it was just a mistake.
Same. But I've got a little Spurs group chat I'm in, and my dad's texting.
I'd love to be in. Can you add me to that? I want to be in
I've
it.
I've left it.
I just want to be a fly on the wall.
I'm coaching a game, and I've got my dad who goes, pathetic. And I'm like, so I just put a question mark. He goes, 1-0. And then my phone was dinging. And I'm like, oh, this must be a decent game, this. I'm putting it up, and I'm like, he's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe we're 1-0, 2-0 down, playing really bad. So look at the score, we're fucking 5-0 down after 20 minutes. That's a goal every 4 minutes. What are you doing?
And the irony is that 6-1, after you're 5-0 down for 20 minutes, 6-1's not a bad scoreline.
Quite respectable.
It's respectable.
You know it's pathetic when after 25 minutes you bring on a centre-back who got booed off last week. Spurs fans booed Sanchez off last week. And Stellini's solution is, you're 5-0 down, bring on a centre-back. That just tells you the mentality of where it's at. It's like, we're that bad, just don't lose worse than 5.
I've never seen a player want to come on a pitch less. Oh, he was not interested.
Imagine, you're 5-0 down, Davinson, get moving. What? You're actually going to bring me? And even the worst one.
Now you're going to make me play.
Took off Hugo Lloris at half-time.
Yeah, that's bad.
Bollocks to that. Oh, muscular injury. No. You stand in goal and you're going to endure this, my
Take
friend.
Your medicine.
Endure it.
That's not good.
Even the Newcastle players were bloody laughing. They're like 4-0. I think Isak scored, and he was like looking around like, the fuck's going on here? Like, he's having a laugh.
Did you see the Kieran Trippier? It was like actually him saying it, but someone was like lip syncing it, and he was saying, he was screaming down the line to whoever was playing on the right hand side, keep fucking pressing the fucking shit. Fucking brilliant.
Oh god. I don't blame him. We are so bad.
That's harsh though. He used to play for Spurs.
It's embarrassing. It's really, really embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It's a state. That is a like, what kind of state is the football club in?
I just don't. I mean, there was a. You know, obviously we've got rid of Stellini now, which he shouldn't. We've now got an interim replacing the interim.
I didn't know that he was
Conte's.
Yeah, no. I knew that, but he was in Serie C in Italy, and he did a bad job in the third division of Italian football. The fuck are you doing in managing Tottenham Hotspur?
I felt bad for him because obviously he's I bet he's really good at coaching. He's not good at managing.
He looks like
I think
he's
there's a distinct
cry.
Difference. I mean, you knew he was screwed when he was 2 weeks ago when he was ignoring the fight on the halfway line, like out of his depth.
Big time.
There was a message. Spurs come out with a bloody statement today, and it was titled "A Message from Daniel." Like, Daniel Levy, the chairman. Like, he's sure, like, a single name man. Daniel. Like, everyone just knows Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
And it's like, you know, it's my fault and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to put Ryan Mason in charge.
That's even worse. And what's... The story gets even shitter. Is that Tottenham hero, Pochettino, never won anything, is going to Chelsea.
It's brilliant.
It's not good, is it?
Thanks. I mean, Jesus Christ.
But guess who got a goal?
Harry Kane. Yeah. That's all he cares about. He's happy he got one. Yep. One more to his total.
Little tally.
He needs to go.
He needs to go.
I mean, I think right now I'll start playing the kids. I'll just start playing the youth team.
How many games left? Five?
Five. Just play
the
youth team.
You can't get a manager now.
Did you bring in Redknapp for banter?
Would you? Yeah, I heard that mentioned today as well.
He said he's not expecting a call, but he'd be willing.
I'd love to see that.
Who would be the worst hire we could make right now?
Harry Redknapp. Ryan Mason.
With Ledley King supporting him.
Tom,
what are you doing?
It's a joke shop.
It is a joke shop.
What is happening?
I don't even know what's happening. I think we should go play a manager. We should have Harry Kane. Just tell Harry Kane you're going to be the manager for now.
Something.
You've got to do something like funny now.
But just Newcastle just smelled blood and just put their foot on the gas pedal. Well,
as much as they were good, I think Spurs were just shit. Terrible. That's the worst part of it.
And what's it like? He's switching them to playing a back four, and they've not played in a back four all season. They've got to figure it out now. At the worst place you could possibly go to, Newcastle, hostile, loud.
He also said after the game, like, "Oh, we weren't prepared." And it's like, well,
that's your job. Your job, mate.
And you've also had 8 days. It's not like we played midweek. The fuck have you been doing?
I love it.
Jesus.
It's great, Tom. I really enjoy it. I really enjoyed it.
Out.
Come on.
No, I'm not going there.
Get it out.
No.
Get it out. This is your chance to vent.
This is not going to be my football therapy.
It's your chance to vent.
I'm doing this for your... look at you. He's grinning like a bloody Cheshire cat.
So enjoyable.
Mate, so these microphones have one of those like shields on them. Is it a shield? What is this? It's like
a shield.
It's like a spider web.
Mm.
I can see his smile around it, and it's bloody big.
It's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
I love Spurs falling apart, Chelsea falling apart, and Arsenal are now having a...
That's the only saving grace, isn't it?
Is it enough of a consolation that they're having a slip, but how bad Spurs are?
The problem is, it's that whole, like, hold my beer meme, isn't it? Arsenal start fucking falling apart, and Spurs go, "You think that's falling apart? Watch me.
Let's have a go."
Yeah, we'll show you.
So let's back up to Friday. So that feels like an eternity ago. Arsenal drew 3-3 with Southampton.
Another score that I couldn't believe when I saw it was 2-0 after 16 minutes.
What is going on?
I mean, I've been saying it. If you're a loyal listener, you'll know that I've been saying this has been coming. I've been well aware of this. I can smell it.
It's not good. Three draws in a row, especially the West Ham and the Southampton
draws. At this time of the year?
Mm.
They've got no metal. The only thing is, they might go to City and beat them.
There's no chance.
You think there's no chance?
Well, obviously a chance, but no. City look just ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose another game this season. Except really for the FA Cup final against Man United.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Do you know who Spurs play next?
Manchester United, brilliant.
At home.
You know, we'll probably beat
Spurs.
You. We'll
yeah, beat Spurs you. Will beat United.
Because we'll just do that.
Yep.
We'll beat you.
Fucking Harry Maguire will play and Kano's a dick in.
No, what'll happen is we'll fucking beat you. We'll give Ryan Mason the job full time. Yeah. We'll get relegated next year.
And then Lampard will come in.
Yeah, we've got you lot next. And then we got Liverpool. Brilliant. I mean, it's nightmare.
That's a tasty game Wednesday, though. Arsenal. But you think there's no way, is there? Come on.
It just, it's not, as long as it's mathematically possible, I can see Arsenal going in. Is it at the Etihad?
It's at the Etihad.
That's good, because at home they'd have an atmosphere. I just think there's so much pressure on Arsenal to win that might be their downfall.
So they're 5 points clear, or City have got 2 games in hand.
And head to head.
And head to head. And they've gone 7 goals ahead in goal difference.
Yeah, it's
over.
It's slipping.
So there's no way City don't win the league.
I'm not putting the nail in the coffin yet because I don't want to get egg on my face. But I'm very confident it's fucking gone.
Yeah, the only thing is City have got the Champions League as well in the mix, but it doesn't matter, does it? It
doesn't matter.
They're sobbing their team off at half time in semi-finals of tournaments.
Just having a laugh. Wild.
In Champions League and FA Cup games, they're just saying, all right, get the 5 best players off there.
Good job. Go have a rest.
Go and have a cup of tea.
Imagine being that good.
It's annoying, isn't it?
We only sub all our players off when we're 5-0 down.
Do you want to talk about the FA Cup?
I didn't see it. I saw it went to pens.
It did.
I heard it was very high-level penalties.
The pens were amazing.
I also heard De Zerbi thought Brighton absolutely outplayed you.
I wouldn't say totally outplayed us, but I think Brighton deserve a special mention because in not-so-distant memory, they were in the fourth tier of English football.
The club's trajectory is incredible.
Like, Tottenham wish they were Brighton.
Not really, no. Still above them. Still got a nicer stadium.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, stadium. That's all Spurs fans talk about.
What else could you talk about?
Got Mario Kart track under the ground, so what? Can't fucking play football.
Mate, you've got to hang on to something.
Yeah, no, it's pathetic, isn't it?
Win the stadium award.
Yeah, so Brighton, I think they've come a long way. They deserve a special mention going into a game against Man United.
They remind me a little bit of Southampton a couple of years ago, where they were a bit of a feeder club.
I understand that.
Everyone went and pillaged them, took everything.
Well, they've already said in the summer, I think Caicedo, McAllister, they're going to get rinsed.
Yeah, they're definitely going to go.
They're going to lose 4 or 5 of their best players.
Key players.
But what I was reading today is that they've done a really good job of is scouting and recruiting over the last 5 years has been really good. So they've got a plan in place.
I might be wrong, But I think I saw something about their like one of their directors of football, or like technical directors of football, might be linked with US soccer and coming over and doing some work here. So that would be a big loss for them too.
Yeah, and I've read a lot about their scouting in South America, that they've got heavy links in South. Obviously, they're pulling a lot of lads out of South America that have done well. So, yeah, I mean, fair play to them. It's a shit way to lose. When the Pens went, and Sabitzer nearly missed, the keeper got his hand to it, and Lewis Dunks, the captain, and I thought, this is his moment, and this is his moment. Nah, he scored. Good penalties, though. All really good penalties, except for the Sonny March, which he skied like Harry Kane did.
You can't be skying bad.
No, you got hit the target. Are we fucking keeping you up at?
Yeah, did you hear that? Bloody, that was a serious yawn.
Yawning
that.
Into the mic.
That came from deep.
Yeah, so everyone that's listening must be thrilled if you're fucking falling asleep.
I had a Red Bull about 4 hours ago.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, that's the problem. I'm knackered. I'm like, I'm alive.
Crashing now.
My brain is absolutely like on a rave.
But yeah, your brain's alive, but your body's telling you no.
Look at my body. I'm nearly horizontal here.
Your posture.
I'm sliding out of the chair.
You look like you're going to fall asleep.
I'm nearly eye level with the table.
So what do you fancy now for the FA Cup? Can Man United beat Man City?
I don't think you do. You just talked about Man United not losing a game for the rest of the season, or Man City not losing a game for the rest of the season.
It's hard to
see. And now you think you'll beat them.
And a one-off game.
But they're all one-off games, aren't they?
No, a cup final is literally a one-off game.
But so's a league game. You're playing them once.
Do you think that... What do you think about...
The fuck does that mean?
What do you think about Man United's season? How good are they?
I think you've had a better season than Arsenal.
With a shit squad. No, that's unfair. Not a shit squad, but not a great squad. You know what I did like is he sent Weghorst on just to cause massive trouble again.
Did you see Weghorst celebrate the pen when he ran all the way down the pitch?
What did you make of him kissing the ball before he gave it to Marsh, who missed?
Bit strange.
I like it.
A bit strange.
Shithousing.
He kissed it.
He kissed it and then passed him it.
Weghorst might be your player of the season.
You know what? It's a special mention for how shit De Gea is at saving pens. He dived the wrong way for every single pen. And he was reading notes.
No, he wasn't reading notes. No, he wasn't. I didn't see that. He was reading notes and went the wrong way.
Every penalty.
Who's tipped him off?
He never got near one penalty. His history of penalty shootouts is embarrassing.
Do you know when he lost in, what, 40 pens?
Yeah, Europa League.
And he didn't save a single one.
What, and he missed the losing penalty?
he
kicked.
For God's sake.
He didn't even try, just ran up and towed it.
I saw someone talking about pens the other day, and they were like, it should be done differently, where, you know, maybe you pick your top five, and then you have to go managers. And then you have to go from there. It's got to be like kit man.
Yeah.
It goes into like the backroom stuff.
Or what about just a fan?
Tea lady.
No, a light just pans onto the stadium. Random. And it zooms in on it and you have to come down and kick.
Like a roulette.
Yeah.
Like the light spins around the crowd and like bang.
Yeah, or the opposing fans have to pick someone from the other set of fans to kick a penalty.
God, that'd be cruel.
I like that. This is the sort of entertainment we need.
Well, I think that's where the game should go.
It's
the way it evolves.
Yes.
It brings people into the game.
It's not entertaining enough.
Oh God!
All right, so Man City, Riyad Mahrez scored a hat trick, and they're in another final.
Casual,
annoying,
absolutely just steamrolling.
And what else is going on this week? So the Prem, as we mentioned, there's this big smoky
game.
Showdown.
I mean, the Premier League gets settled this week.
Well, yeah, and there's also relegation fight FC going on all over the place.
Who's going to go down?
Leeds play Leicester this week.
Leeds are playing everyone. Like they're getting beat by everyone.
Wolves play Palace tomorrow. Aston Villa play Fulham. On Wednesday, obviously, we mentioned City play Arsenal. West Ham and Liverpool, Chelsea, Brentford, Forest and Brighton. And then Thursday, there's games all week, fucking hell.
Well, I mean, they've got to catch up with the bloody World Cup games.
Yeah, true.
All right.
So the table's still, as we mentioned, Tottenham somehow still in fifth.
That's the worst part. We'll end up in the bloody... We'll get in the Conference League next year.
Ugh.
And we'll lose to nobody.
Gross.
Get ripped again.
Bottom of the league, though. Who do you fancy here? Southampton... Oh, they needed that win at Arsenal. There would have been a little window there.
The win would have been huge.
And a confidence.
You can't concede too late like they did.
Yeah, that's bad.
Bloody, it's relegation material.
So they're on 24. Forest 27. Everton 28. Leicester 28. Leeds 29. Bournemouth. Bournemouth got whacked off West Ham at home 4-0 after winning at Spurs.
Shock.
It's all over the place.
I actually think... You know what's very funny? Everton, it's very quiet out of Everton right now.
It is, isn't
like,
it?
Everyone's sort of like...
Not sure.
But they're right on the cusp.
They've only won 6 games all season.
Right on the cusp.
Embarrassing. And then you've got Leeds sweaty, though.
I think Leeds and Southampton go.
Yeah. Forest.
Tough.
All right. When are we going to come back next?
I don't know.
Next Monday or Tuesday?
Never doing a podcast at 10:30 at night again.
No.
It's fucking awful.
Your performance has been outrageously shit.
It's been a bad pod, has it?
It's basically because your performance today was like Spurs.
Abysmal.
Yeah, just abysmal. 5-0 down after 20 minutes.
I was beaten before I even came in the room.
I'm just happy you came.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You just ended the pod without even telling me.
Yeah, she just shut the fuck up. I need to go to bed.
Did you go to bed?
Yeah, I'm that good.
I'm going to be laying in bed with a Red Bull in my head.
Heartbeat 100 miles an hour. I like it. This has been A Healthy Obsession, brought to you by Small Goal Soccer. SmallGoalSoccer.com for all of your fill. Say bye, Tom.